This is why you often doubt the reality of your experiences there. Fourth density does not seem real from the standpoint of third density. Fourth density beings feel the same way about third density after returning from ATA. The experience feels dreamlike. The difference is that they understand that other dimensions are real even if they don't yet seem real. Fifth density beings, just as fourth density seems etheric to third density beings, fifth density seems etheric to fourth density beings. They can travel there, just as you can travel to a higher density while you sleep. And like fourth density to you, fifth density to them seems dreamlike and difficult to recall. They are refreshed by traveling there, which they do periodically in a state similar to sleep. That they receive guidance, healing, and teachings. It serves the same purpose that fourth density serves for you. Some of you also travel to fifth density when you sleep. It is where you are most likely to meet with spirit guides and others significant to your spiritual growth and development. When these experiences are recalled, they feel heavenly and profound. Fifth density beings no longer have physical bodies. They are beyond the physical lessons but serve the physical world through teaching and guiding. This is the realm of spirit guides, who are assigned to help people in third density. They do this primarily through working with their unconscious minds while they are asleep and awake, and by sending messages to them intuitively and through their feelings. In these ways, they influence people's thoughts, feelings, and choices. Fifth density beings are wholly devoted to service and have no personal agenda. The exceptions to this are those who are still on the service to self path, but they are in the minority. This does not yet mean, however, that fifth density beings are perfect, even if their motives are pure. They are still learning, and they learn by making mistakes just as you do. If free will did not exist, their job would be infinitely easier. But since people are highly unpredictable, fifth density beings sometimes fail to judge a situation correctly. It is good to keep this in mind if you ever meet a fifth density being, because you will be overcome with love, and it will be easy to assume that that being is perfect. Sixth density beings. These are very high level beings who act primarily as teachers and guides for those in fourth and fifth densities. They generally are not involved with third density individuals except for some telepaths and star people. The love they exude is so intense that, as with angels, an encounter with one sends most people into tears of rapture. This is one reason they do not take on physical bodies and interact with third density. When they interact with people telepathically, they use only a fraction of their energy. Another reason they don't yet take on physical bodies is that their energy is better used in other ways. Most are involved in many tasks in many dimensions and locations at once and leave lower density tasks to others. WOTMS been here. Extraterrestrial visitors are nothing new. They have been visiting Earth since before humanity existed and were, in fact, responsible for its seeding. Many different groups of extraterrestrials have overseen the activities of Earth at different times. Certain groups have always been here and will remain. Primary among those are the Pleiadians, who are very deeply connected to this planet and to the human race. Neither have the Sirians or the Orions ever left your planet. The Greys, on the other hand, are relatively new to your planet. Some extraterrestrials, like the Greys, have learned of you only recently because of the fix you are in. And some just happened to run across you in the course of their travels. Except for the Greys, these newer arrivals are less important than the long-standing groups, many of whom have karmic ties with you. Those who have been involved with you throughout your history, especially with the creation of the human race, are tied to you by bonds of both love and karma. It may not please you to know that many of the extraterrestrials involved with you now are trying to make amends for ancient mistakes. We tell you this because it is crucial to understand that even now some of these groups are creating more karma for themselves rather than less. These well-meaning groups will confuse you the most. They will seem loving and well-intentioned and they area, but that does not yet mean they are doing what is best for you. If you allow yourself to be victimized by them again, it will be your lesson. We warn you of this to help you avoid making the same mistake again. We have given them advice to interact with you differently, and some are heeding it and backing off. There are always the few, though, who are so certain of themselves and unaware of their own motivations that they will not take any advice. In some cases, some service to self beings have infiltrated their ranks and are influencing them without their knowing it. It may be difficult to see how this can happen to beings this evolved, but evolved service to self beings are very clever. From time to time, they trick even fourth and fifth density beings, but usually not for long. You are on an evolutionary journey. So are they. You are learning, and they are learning through their interactions with you. There is no blame in this, it is the way of evolution. Making mistakes and correcting them is how we all evolve. No one is wrong or bad for making mistakes. Mistakes happen, and sooner or later those same mistakes are no longer made. No one is exempt from this process. We hope you can have as much compassion for the extraterrestrials who have harmed you in the past as you have for yourselves and your own mistakes. We are all growing. And we are all growing toward the light. Chapter 2, What We Are Doing Here. Healing and Teaching. We are here to uplift your race, and most of our work involves healing and teaching. Helping in these ways is not considered interfering in a racial TMS development but is just a natural part of evolution. It is our joy to do what we can to help you evolve as individuals and as a race. Part of our healing work relates to working on Earth a TMS grid system to help the planet adjust to the changes in its own vibration and to help the human race open up to galactic citizenship. In order to participate effectively as citizens of the galaxy, human consciousness must be raised. This must occur in any event, since the human race is dangerously close to destroying itself and much of the planet along with it. Adjusting the grid system will allow a higher frequency of energy to enter the planet's TMS field and be absorbed by those capable of receiving it. So we are not only sending a higher vibration of energy to the planet, but making changes within the planet itself to make it possible for more people to receive and integrate this energy. Healing is critical if your bodies are to integrate the higher vibration that Earth is moving into. This is why healing is such an important part of our work here. You are all wounded simply because you live in societies that do not foster healthy development. So even those of you who are very advanced souls find it hard to break free from the conditioning you received while growing up in this world. Being human isn't TMT easy for anyone. Star people may have special talents and perceptions that often lie buried by the fear and pain that fill your world. They need ways just like everyone else to get beyond the fear and to heal the pain so that they can reach their full potential and fulfill their life mission and purpose. Our work requires individuals incarnated on Earth who can hold the higher vibration while others adjust to it. These individuals are usually star people, but anyone who can hold and transmit a certain vibration may be used for this. These individuals are entry points and anchors for the higher vibration. Star people and walk-ins are especially able to express and maintain higher levels of consciousness, although not all are currently doing that. Helping you adjust to and integrate a higher vibration of energy is an important part of helping you create a new world. This is happening naturally and affects all of humanity, who must adjust to this new vibration. Bringing this energy in through people who then transmit it to others just by their presence exposes humanity to this energy relatively easily because people will take in only as much energy as they can. With increasing exposure, their ability to receive and integrate the new vibration into their own energy bodies increases. This higher energy brings about healing in their emotional bodies, as it clears away blocks. This is one way we are working to heal the planet. Another way we bring healing to the planet is by inspiring people, especially star people and walk-ins, to develop new methods of healing. Many of you who are star people were already healers where you came from and have special knowledge that you share. You are pioneers in the healing field on this planet, but your techniques are not new or even new to you. You pioneers are being reminded of this knowledge through your dreams, intuition, visions, and other psychic impressions. Many of you practice your healing arts in other dimensions while you sleep. Our teaching work includes sending information through your unconscious minds to help you advance as a race spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, and physically. We send you useful scientific and mathematical information, new healing methods, ideas for improving educational and political systems, music and poetry that uplifts, and science fiction that opens minds and prepares you for what a TMS ahead. Many, many people are involved in receiving this information and inspiration from us, and although most are unaware of the source of their ideas, many do act on them. We work especially closely with star people and walk-ins, many of whom are teachers, inventors, artists, musicians, writers, scientists, telepaths, psychics, and others with special gifts and a special vision for Earth, a TMS future. Many of us work directly with telepaths and psychics to heal and teach. They allow us to work through them to express our particular perspective or deliver energy to the planet. Because being here ourselves would be too much of an interference in your evolution at this time, we count on being able to influence the physical plane through those who are physical and freely choose to act as vehicles for us. They act as focal points for our energy and our ideas, and without them we would not reach as many people or reach them as effectively. Of course, beings like ourselves have always influenced Earth in this way, but there are many more vehicles for us now than ever before. That is all part of the plan for these times. These telepaths and psychics, however, are at various levels of development and some have not fully unfolded their talent. Not all of them operate as effectively as they might. Those who are undeveloped or unclear can hinder us rather than help if they fall prey to negative forces who may use them to confuse, trick, or deceive people. So although telepaths and psychics are some of our best tools and we rely on them heavily, they are also a potential liability. Because many of the star people and walk-ins have psychic abilities, we use them as instruments to perform certain activities important to our goals for Earth. They are the hands, feet, and mouths of those guiding the planet from higher densities. Needless to say, they are very important to the extraterrestrial mission. However, most have not yet awakened to who they are or regained their original level of consciousness. This puts a greater burden on the ones who are awake, who feel stressed by both the lack of support in the world for their point of view and the slowness of change. We have consciousness expanding technologies that we employ on the unawakened star people while they sleep. This has some effect, and soon large numbers of them should awaken to the point where they can take advantage of new technologies, such as brain synchronizers, biofeedback machines, and subliminals, along with the many new healing methods, particularly those using color and sound. Many star people are involved in businesses that promote and employ these technologies. Their main thrust is to awaken and heal as many other star people as possible, who can then awaken and heal others and act as entry points for the higher vibration energy. The consciousness of the human race is being raised now through many of these very practical and tangible means. It is not entirely esoteric. Guiding, many of us serve as guides for people on Earth, especially for star people and walk-ins. We guide people through their intuition, dreams, feelings, and other unconscious means, and more directly through telepaths and psychics. Being a good guide is an art, as is being a good therapist. A guide has to know what to say, how much to say, and how and when to say it. After all, a guide's TMS job is to influence the attitudes, beliefs, thoughts, feelings, and direction of the person being guided, all without interfering with the persona TMS free will. Guides receive extensive training in how to do this. Their job is especially challenging when it comes to introducing information that is difficult for the person to believe or accept. The guide will have to gradually accustom the person to these ideas. Therefore, the persona that the guide takes on is important and is chosen carefully. Most guides are beyond personality, and must draw on their past life experiences to interact with the person they are guiding. Since most people are in a TMT able to see or speak to their guides directly, for many, the guide TMS persona is not important. But when working with telepaths and psychics, it is very important. To avoid interfering with the persona, TMS free will and the natural unfolding that results from it, one of the primary rules in guiding someone is to avoid introducing information that he or she has not asked for or is not ready for. This can be difficult to determine, so the person is carefully studied. Most guides have studied the person they guide for many lifetimes before taking on this task. There are many ways to a goal, and guides honor this. They work with a persona TMS choices, gently nudging him or her along courses that are more favorable to the solar TMS plan, mostly through the unconscious and dreams. Highly evolved beings do not interfere with your choices, but they do make themselves available for advice. You must open up the topic for discussion, though, they will not raise an issue about which you have no thoughts. They will interact with you more freely on a subject that is already in your mind. And although they might lead you to a new line of inquiry and new subject areas in their talks with you, they will wait for you to pursue that new topic with questions. Sometimes you unconsciously don't your TMT want to know something, and your guides respect that. Something else that is useful to understand about guides and others who work with human beings and the planet is that they do it also for their own growth and evolution. Their service to you serves their own evolution. They learn through their interactions with you. They don't yet TMT have all the answers, nor do they always know the best way to go about accomplishing their goals. They try this and that until it works. In this way, they are much like you. They are learning, too, but in different areas. They have already learned what you are learning, but that doesn't TMT mean that they know how to teach you what they know. They learn by trial and error, just as you do. Guides are not all-knowing, nor are the extraterrestrials you will meet in person. In fact, many of the extraterrestrials involved with Earth are only fourth density, the dimension into which Earth and humanity are moving. Abductions. The word abduction does not accurately describe the activities of the positive extraterrestrials, although it fits the activities of the negatives. For lack of a better word, we will use it, since the event itself, when remembered, often feels like an abduction, whether it is by positive or negative extraterrestrials. Most abductions are not remembered. They do not occur in normal waking consciousness, but in a dreamlike state where memories are not readily accessible. Furthermore, both positive and negative extraterrestrials can prevent memories from being carried into waking consciousness, although these methods are not always totally successful. Memories are suppressed by positive extraterrestrials to avoid shocking the individual. Even though those abducted by the positive extraterrestrials have made soul agreements to help us, they do not remember these agreements and often feel traumatized by such an extraordinary experience. Even the most stalwart of souls has difficulty accepting and integrating this experience when remembered. Aside from the shock of these experiences, abductions by the positives do not inflict pain, nor are they intended to induce fear. The positives go to some lengths to make sure that the abductee is comfortable and that the experience is as painless as possible. They have the technology that makes it possible to eliminate the memory of the pain, if not the pain itself, which is effectively the same as eliminating the pain as long as the memory is not somehow uncovered. Abductions by negative extraterrestrials, on the other hand, occur without a soul agreement, but are at least tolerated by the soul because it can serve the persona TMS growth. This tolerance is quite different from the soul agreement most star people have made with us prior to incarnation. As much as we appreciate what abductees have done to further the understanding of the extraterrestrial situation by uncovering their memories, we do discourage attempts to recover these memories. They were covered for a purpose and are best left alone. We do appreciate, however, that these buried memories influence people's TMS lives negatively through anxiety, nightmares, and other means by which the unconscious seeks expression. And we understand your need to relieve yourself of these symptoms. We would have to say, however, that in this case the cure is worse than the symptoms, and repressed memories are better left alone. There will come a time when it is no longer necessary for our presence to be hidden from you, but for now there are good reasons for this. Unlike the UFO flybys, the purpose of the abductions is not to prepare people for the truth of our existence but to provide us with the information, genetics, and biological material we need to fulfill our mission. The negatives abduct those who have a tendency to play the victim, and this is allowed in order to teach the person not to be a victim. This is not blaming the victim, but simply how spiritual laws work in third density. Victims attract negativity, which perpetuates the situation. Everyone incarnating on Earth has experienced or will experience victimization, since it is part of your evolution here. You move beyond it by standing up to your oppressors and refusing to be victimized. Some argue that standing up to the negative extraterrestrials does not EMT work because they paralyze their victims, making it impossible to fight back. Nevertheless, it is possible to change an ETM's psychological orientation so as not to attract this experience in the first place here, and that is the lesson. This is done by not playing the victim and by maintaining a strong sense of identity. Those who are assertive, know what they want, and refuse to be manipulated by others are not chosen by the negative extraterrestrials. Abductions have been occurring since the 48EMS, but are now more frequent. More and more people are spending time in their sleep state assisting extraterrestrials. This is not only because our need for this assistance is now greater, but also because there are more people incarnate now than ever before who have made agreements to help. The number of star people on your planet has increased tremendously in the last 2 decades. There are more children born today who are star people than ever before. Even those who are very young are helping, for age does not prohibit the astral body, the aspect we work with most often, from interacting with us. It is not necessary for star people to be adult to work with us while they sleep. The presence of more star people on Earth is evidence of our imminent arrival upon your world. Hybridization. The abductees, who are mostly star people, help us in a number of ways, one of which is to donate sperm and ova to produce a hybrid race. This is not an attempt to improve or save the human species as much as to save the race of extraterrestrials involved in the exchange. This type of crossbreeding is as commonplace throughout the universe as agricultural crossbreeding on Earth. Genetic engineering is simply part of the learning and evolution of species, sometimes failing miserably and other times leading to great advances. While not considered unethical by those involved, how they go about it or what they do with the results may be unethical. Sentient beings have a curiosity and drive to explore, learn, and discover, which they express in these experiments. They learn important lessons and advance their knowledge through these experiments. Most of the hybrids will be relocated elsewhere, only a fraction will remain on Earth. But this small group of hybrids will be responsible for much transformation in your world. This is why the abductees have volunteered to help, for they know they are greatly serving the future Earth. The hybrids have an extremely high intelligence quotient by human standards, and their intellectual gifts will advance science and society. Many will be great leaders and on the forefront of change in the 21st century. They are spiritually as well as intellectually developed, which is essential to being positive forces for change. They know all too well what happens when a race ETM's spiritual development lags behind its intellectual development. Very few of the hybrids are adults yet, so it will be a few years before you experience their impact in your world. These hybrids are primarily a cross between Earthlings and Zeta Reticulans, those short, spindly beings with the large head and eyes we've seen so much of lately in drawings done by abductees. The negatively oriented extraterrestrials from Zeta Reticuli are often called Greys, while other genetic experiments involve other extraterrestrial races. This particular experiment is critical to the survival of the Zeta Reticulans, and it is the most wide-reaching, involving hundreds of humans each night across the globe. Although it has taken quite a while to reach this point, it is also one of the more successful hybridization projects. Other abductees help out as needed in the many other tasks necessary to the hybridization project. For instance, the hybrid children need to learn from and be nurtured by humans in order to grow up healthy. Because they are part human, they have the same emotional needs as human children. But the Zetas do not know how to nurture human children, and they learn this from the star people and other humans who have agreed to help. Thus, many star people spend their nights in nurseries and play areas nurturing and caring for these children. Long ago, the Zetas programmed emotions out of their genetic structure but now see the value of emotions and study yours as part of recreating them within themselves. Star people and other abductees also have volunteered to allow the Zetas to study their emotions, both behaviorally and chemically. So through hybridization, the Zetas are attempting to regain the emotions they lost through their own misguided genetic engineering. They hope to learn how to interact with you in ways that are less intimidating, because the positive Zeta reticulans really do not mean to frighten you. They are learning empathy for your fear as well as how to calm you. They are studying the chemistry of your emotions for both these reasons. Many of the star people and other abductees who are helping with reinstating the emotions of the Zeta reticulans are reincarnated Zetas themselves. This is one way the Zetas are helping themselves. They are allowed to reincarnate on Earth because they give you a gift in exchange here, the wisdom they have gained from traveling down the wrong path, a path that your race could easily follow. They are here not only to help themselves, but to help you by warning you not to make their mistakes. They are not concerned that you will do away with your emotions like they did, but they are concerned that you will do away with your planet. They, too, had nuclear weapons and misused them, and are deeply concerned that you will do the same. They are balancing their karma around this by bringing you this message of peace. The Zetas look strange to you, but they did not TMT always look that way. Long ago they were similar to you, since they are from the same galactic family and they were seeded by the same ancestors as you. They mutated, and changed their appearance primarily through genetic manipulation to help them adapt to their contaminated planet. The changes they are making in their race as a result of their encounters with you will restore a more human form, with all that goes with that. They look forward to this, but it will take eons before the changes are complete. Their lifespan, however, is at least twice yours, so the change will take fewer generations. Besides, they have no other alternative. Peace, star people and other abductees are involved in many other experiments and tasks related to the Zeta TMS transformation. Some of them volunteered simply out of service, there was a need, so certain individuals applied to fill that need. Others volunteered because it would balance some karma they had with the Zetas or because of a similar situation on another planet that was destroyed by nuclear weapons. By helping their Zetas, who destroyed their planet and most of their race and are now atoning for that, these helpers support the message of peace the Zetas have for your world and others. Therefore, any being interested in promoting peace and ending war might volunteer to help the Zetas. The Zeta TMS mission is essentially one of peace, and many beings throughout the universe want to serve peace. One aspect of this peace mission involves gathering samples of your flora and fauna to preserve in case your planet is destroyed. The star people involved in this aspect of the Zeta TMS mission are primarily scientists and come from planets that are very advanced scientifically, particularly in the areas of molecular biology and genetics. With the Zetas and other interested extraterrestrials, they study the life forms on your world because this yields useful information for those on other worlds who are creating life. In exchange for the privilege of studying your life forms, these extraterrestrials and the star people working with them serve by preserving your life forms for you in the event of a catastrophe. At a certain point in your evolution you, too, will become such creator gods. Ecology. Some of the abductees have volunteered for another aspect of our mission, to help the planet environmentally. Here again, many of those volunteers are balancing karma incurred from harming the environment of some other planet. They are learning the importance of taking care of a near TMS home, and they help to help you learn that lesson as well as help you save your planet. They work closely with a group of various races to monitor the environment and create strategies for rectifying the environmental damage on your planet once you ask for our help on this matter. Help of this kind will be offered to you soon after our formal introduction. These star people help us collect and analyze data gathered from around the planet, often from the UFOs seen nightly.